So let's have a look at ISA 600, using the work of another auditor. Now, this standard looks at the situation where we have an auditor who is auditing a holding company. That auditor is known as the principal auditor. And that holding company has subsidiaries, some of which are audited by the principal auditor, and some of which are audited by other auditors. So, for example, we might have a holding company audited by the principal auditor, a UK subsidiary audited by the principal auditor, another UK subsidiary audited by another auditor, and we could even have a third subsidiary audited by a foreign auditor. That subsidiary itself may very well be foreign. The concern for the principal auditor is, number one, how material are the two subsidiaries that the principal auditor doesn't audit? And number two, what is the competence level of the two auditors that are auditing those two subsidiaries? And if you looked at that example, if you thought about that example, you would say, well, for the UK subsidiary that's audited by another UK auditor, we should be reasonably confident that they're working to the same standards that we are, because they must be authorised by a recognised supervisory body like we are. And for that foreign subsidiary that's audited by a foreign auditor, we would have a little bit more concern, because we don't know what standards those auditors are working to. We'd have a little bit more comfort if they were working in the European Union, because we would know that they were working to the ISAs, the same as we were working to. But if it was outside the European Union, we'd have more concern still. So let's have a look at the detailed rules. The basic principles are as follows. The principal auditor is responsible for the audit of the group and makes no reference at all to other auditors when he does his audit report. You can't say in your audit report, well, we've done the audit, but we didn't do all of it. Some of it was done by somebody else, and, you know, if things are wrong, it's their fault. You can't say that. You're responsible for the whole lot. It's you as principal auditor that's responsible for the audit of the whole group. And your audit report must be silent on the fact that any other auditors are involved. So the principal auditor needs to consider the competence of the other auditor. The principal auditor also has to consider the resources of the other auditor. Are those resources sufficient for that other auditor to be able to undertake the audit work correctly? The principal auditor needs to perform procedures to ensure it has sufficient reliable evidence that the other auditor's work is sufficient. And lastly, the other auditor has a duty to cooperate with the principal auditor. So that's good for the principal auditor. They know that the other auditor should cooperate with their requests. So when the principal auditor looks at the work of the other auditor, these are the things that the principal auditor would want to consider. The principal auditor would want to consider the significant findings of the other auditor, and obviously would want to consider how significant or material they were in the context of the group audit. The principal auditor will document any review that he undertakes of the other auditor's work. And where the principal auditor thinks that the other auditor can't be relied upon and the principal auditor can't do alternative work, then the choices the principal auditor will have, unfortunately, will either be to qualify on the grounds perhaps of disagreement, or perhaps to give a disclaimer due to a limitation in scope of his audit work. What we're saying there with that last point is that sometimes the principal auditor, even if they don't really want to rely on the work of the other auditor, may be able to carry out their own procedures in the work that they do with the holding company or with the other subsidiaries. He may be able to carry out sufficient work to give himself certainty as to the items covered by the other auditor. If he can't, then his options, as I mentioned, are to qualify or to give a disclaimer due to limitation in scope. Okay, so that was ISA 720, relying on the work of other auditors. And the key problem there is what happens when we're in a group situation and one of the other auditors is auditing a material subsidiary and we can't get assurances to the quality of their work.